broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 9th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, look, the blueprint for liberty is the answer. Returning to the principles that our founding fathers literally bled and died for is the great key. The checks and balances, we can use those today to restore the republic. We're different than any other country, even if you think other countries temporarily have more freedom than we do. The fact is they don't have the seeds for solutions in their very system as we do. We the people, according to the Declaration of Independence, are in charge. We the people have been God-given, or we the people have been given by God, our God-given rights, unalienable by government or anybody else. We've come together to create a more perfect union. We delegated authority to different jurisdictions in government. The tail does not wag the dog. The creation is not greater than the creator, ladies and gentlemen. We the people said to government, you know what? You derive your just power from the consent of the governed, which is us. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. No one's teaching the doctrines as pure and as clear as we are on your radio. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's show. Richie McDonald Brown was with us. He's a listener from Bulgaria. And Richie has studied and has been writing about biowarfare since the 1980s. Yeah, it's an extremely threatening and lethal strategy around the world they're waging against we, the citizenry, a subset of which, believe it or not, ultimately caused the Great Plague back in the day and killed a third of Europe's population, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. Now they're doing it with the COVID. Now they're doing it with climate change. Now they're doing it with war regarding Russia and Ukraine. Everything points to a government-controlled globalistic reset designed to move you from a God-given inalienable rights scenario, as our founding fathers set up, to a tyrannical-based scenario based on global elite government. Ladies and gentlemen, the bio-warfare geopolitical narrative. Let me say that again. The bio-warfare. Wow, that's so hard to say. The bio-warfare geopolitical narrative is not new, ladies and gentlemen. It's been going on for a long time. It's gone high tech since the 40s, 50s, and 60s, no doubt. Records from Operation Paperclip document this very well. The U.S. biowarfare strategists literally put together the protection of war criminals around the world, sheltered these exports, imported them from the Third Reich, from all kinds of places, and literally put them in Dietrich, Maryland as our research analysts in labs, etc. I mean, it is disaster. Go study Operation Paperclip. It just highlights what we're talking about. The recent publication by Pfizer highlights what they're doing in modern times with a dishonest narrative on COVID. 9 pages worth of medical reality. Damage, including death and details. It becomes a virtual encyclopedia of harm that the Big Pharma has done on we the people. Big Pharma in bed with eugenics, in bed with biowarfare, chemical warfare. Literally, the COVID virus is a bioweapon created by and released by global governance to change the affairs of the world, but particularly the greatest country on the face of the earth. The Biden administration literally lied about this, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, to you and I, big time. Let me be very, very clear about this. All right? Listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. The Biden administration literally funneled a whopping $1 billion with a B to mainstream media news networks to promote vaccine propaganda to millions of Americans. New court documents reveal, in response to a FOIA request, it turns out the Bidens HHS or Health and Human Services or whatever you want to call this thing, purchased advertising from major news networks including ABC, CBS, NBC, not to mention cable TV news outlets such as Fox News and Newsmax, of all people, took literally government money. Their crimes are legion, ladies and gentlemen, but we are many. We also have the Nuremberg Code on our side, folks, to eventually bring these sociopaths to justice. No doubt about it. Incredible interview with Richard. Doing a great job. Hour two, equally as great. We had on Jorge Castro, a former student at the same school where Sheriff Mack taught. He is blind but sees the truth better than anybody. We had him on the TV show, the simulcast with the Sheriff Mack show on Brighty on TV, simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live, myself and Richard Mack, the co-hosts of that broadcast. It could be anyone in the district, ladies and gentlemen, they say. A tiny Texas school district. They call it the Grand Saline Independent School District, east of Dallas, Texas, now allowing teachers to carry firearms, ladies and gentlemen, to protect students. What a brilliant plan. It could be anyone in the district. They say you never know who is armed and who is not. Superintendent Micah Lewis told the New York Post that, hey, every time there's a school shooting, our board has talked about this. If some crazy came in here, could we minimize the damage by being ready? The answer is a clear yes. The only critics are from outside of the area, by the way. Liberalism is a mental disorder akin to schizophrenia, according to a new study. Yeah, amen to that reality check. International Women's Day was yesterday, March 8th. It's a global day supposedly celebrating the social, the economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. Yeah, they say they want to accelerate equality for women. You know what? How are we going to do that and ignore the pro-death policies of the abortion mills? You got to talk about pro-life if you're going to talk about Women's Day. After all, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the nation, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very clear about that. God made man and woman, male and female, credited to them, and he gave them each special traits and talents and capabilities, and, well, those are meant to be complementary. Not adversarial. Those are meant to go together hand in hand, saith the Lord, if you will. God gave Adam Eve, not Steve, first of all. And Adam gave Eve, saying, you know what, you need someone to work with, someone to love you, someone to laugh with and cry with and do all those things with. And God ordained marriage among man to create his children on the earth. All right, archives of the simulcast of the Liberty Roundtable live radio broadcast along with the Sheriff Mack Show in audio available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net and in video available at brighteon.tv. Spread the word, share the love, and donate liberally, would you please? All right, without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Larry Pratt with me discussing all things Liberty. Larry, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you very much. It's very good to be with you. Always is.
All right. The Ernest Shackleton story was a fascinating story back in 1915. Shipwrecked in the South Antarctica, or whatever you want to call it. And his ship was called Endurance. And the incredible book and documentary and everything else talks about this in detail, about how he got trapped in the ice, about how they had to literally save themselves, not only getting off the ice and the water and out of the ship, but they eventually had to even climb over a huge mountain and everything else to get back to civilization. He did it without losing a man, an American hero, an interesting story to say the least. But now the Ernest Shackleton ship, the Endurance, lost in 1915, they say it's found, Larry Pratt. Do you want to respond to that? That's very interesting.
Well, obviously, it could be very well preserved in that kind of a climate, and it will be fascinating to uncover what is still inside that ship and what mysteries it might solve. But most impressive, of course, is that all of the crew survived that tragedy. That is truly one of the most impressive feats that I've ever heard of.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of people that have taken Ernest Shackleton's example and what we've read about him, what we know about him, and about his leadership and stuff like that. He had a no man left behind policy, and everybody made it out alive. It's just a story that's just hard to even comprehend. When you see the documentary and or read the book, the accomplishments are just superhuman, sir. I mean, it's crazy when you really read that Ernest Shackleton story. My son's literally learning about it in school right now, so this find is very timely indeed.
Fabulous. That's nice that they study something as uplifting and encouraging as that, rather than Sally has two mommies or two daddies or something like that. What a difference.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. What an incredible story. What an incredible reality check, in my opinion. What an example to learn about, to follow, something to get excited about. Anyway, it's interesting that that ship is found. All right, enough of that. We've got some serious discussions to be had. And it all starts now. The question from Forbes magazine says this: is the U.S. descending into a great recession? Forbes magazine. Sam Bushman and Larry Pratt breaking this down in seconds. On your radio.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com. The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Larry Pratt and Sam Bushman discussing all things liberty. They found Ernest Shackleton's ship Endurance. What an incredible story with an incredible, interesting ending. I'll tell you that right now. The discoveries have just begun. I'll tell you that right now. Is the U.S. descending into a great recession? Asks Forbes magazine. Before we let Larry rock and roll on the answer to this question, a couple of context items makes sense. Gas prices are now the most expensive in U.S. history, breaking records even from 2008, which was the former Great Recession, right? The average price for a gallon of gas in the United States is now $4.17, according to AAA, and is expected to continue to go up, 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 and away. Gas at a high, food at a high. I mean, it is out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Oil prices now jump even more as Biden announces, quote, full ban on Russian energy imports. Joe Biden saying it's the moral thing to do, suggesting that he's going to punish Russia. But the reality is Americans are going to take a beating. And I would submit to you in an unjust war that we have no dog in that fight, if you will. Now, the U.S. trade deficit continues to skyrocket as well. They say it continues to grow in January as the, quote, import-export gap continues to widen to a record high. The U.S. deficit, listen to this, the U.S. deficit has risen to $89.7 billion in literally 1 month. They say that's in January, up from up about $7.7 billion from December alone. Wall Street Journal with that detail. You just look at that and you go, man, we are in economic trouble. Larry Pratt.
I think we have to agree that that is probably what's facing us. The administration can control the problem of the price of oil to a certain extent, and it has determined that it's going to go in the other direction. It's going to make it so that people cannot continue drilling for oil. They say, well, got all these leases and you're not drilling. Well, that's because not all leases are productive. This is such an anti-business, anti-energy administration that we're in for a world of hurt, and a lot of it is going to come right from policies that this administration is imposing on our country.
I don't really even know how to respond to this almost, because it almost seems like if I didn't know better, whatever phrases I want to use here, Larry Pratt, it seems like this is really Joe Biden trying to run the country off the cliff. I mean, why would you be involved in this Russia scenario? Why would you ban these imports when you know that we're already in financial trouble coming off of a 2-year turmoil due to the lockdowns and COVID, and now you're going to literally add insult to injury with this? It almost seems like it's intentional.
Oh, I think it probably is intentional. I think that there are those among the liberals, some of whom are clearly in the administration, who hate this country, who think this country needs to be taken down a peg or two. We need to be punished, and they're on track to do it. There are things that are so obvious that would reverse the problems that we're facing right now, especially in the energy area, and the administration policies are the opposite of those that would help us get into a recovery to mitigate the economic hard times that we're facing. They don't care about that. And of course, the president's vehicle has been nicknamed the Beast because it's so armored. I don't know how much it weighs, but I'm sure the mileage of this thing is probably 5 miles a gallon, something like that. What does he care? He's not affected by any of these policies of his.
So I look at this, and the reason I said that I don't know for sure if he's intentionally doing this, because I just don't know if we're dealing with an incompetent man who doesn't have his wherewithal or his wits about him or whatever term you want to use for this. But those surrounding him have got to be doing this intentionally. And I look at this and I say, what's the best way to deal with Russia? Is it to literally sanction and create acts of war? Is it really to block imports and tamper with the trade deficit and leave Americans wanting when they've created an interdependent world for so long? Not that I support that in the first place, but hey, that's what we've created. We got to live in the real. And then just to do this, is that going to add insult to injury or help? And it seems to me that the best way we could help is lead by example, let the free market work and show a better way. Am I wrong on this, Larry?
Well, I think you're quite right. In the energy area, I've heard numerous experts talk about the uncertainty that's created in the market, uncertainty about whether my company should drill or not, because there's quite a risk when you drill. You often enough can come up with no oil. And so it takes some confidence that the market will reward the effort if the effort actually does pay off. And Biden has said, I'm going to make it so that it doesn't pay off because you are making bad energy. It's so bad. Well, you know what? Freezing in the winter is pretty bad.
Now, here's the deal. The GOP has been attacking Joe Biden on energy now. Separate from this Russian import discussion. So Trump started to open up energy, I don't know what you want to say, independence or energy development or extraction or whatever term to use.
We were exporting.
We were exporting. It was growing. It was doing very well. Well, that reversed under Biden, but now Biden claims, quote, not true. He is holding back U.S. energy. This is going to come back to bite him in the elections because he can lie all that he wants to. But when Americans see how much he's holding back on energy, preventing energy exploration and extraction and production in the United States, and then you see that he blocks the imports. So now, let me see, we can't produce and we can't export because of an edict of a single man, like a dictator thug. So we can't export and we can't produce and we can't import. Intentional or not, disaster looms with these kinds of policies, Larry.
And frankly, I'll take your point. We can't be sure, but I'm convinced, having studied liberals when I was working in political environments, liberals hate America. Liberals think that America has oppressed people in this country and people in the rest of the world. America is bad. America needs to be punished. And the crew around Biden apparently have set their course for punishing America. And we're seeing some of that manifest itself already.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the next piece to this puzzle. Again, I'm building the blocks as I go. So I believe that, you know what, Joe Biden is probably intentionally doing this. But I'm struggling to build enough evidence to really make the claim. I mean, he could just be ignorant. He could just be confused. He could genuinely be thinking he's doing right. Nevertheless, the damage is being done. All right? Now, here's the problem. Global warming. Experts demand urgent action to prevent disaster. They say a public health crisis, why it's urgent we act now on climate change. Facts, they say, NASA, climate change and global warming. Global warming, an urgent problem. Okay, they go on and on. Vital signs, the planet's in trouble. It's getting worse. You can't wait. In fact, it may be irreversible. They're peddling the panic on global warming porn, Larry.
Well, and it's without any factual basis. That strikes me as really stunning. Let's get back to the point when we return, because I want to lay something out that doesn't get heard very often.
You got it, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. I am Sam Bushman, Larry Pratt with me. This is Liberty Roundtable. Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Former Keystone XL pipeline worker Neil Crabtree of the energy industry tried to warn President Biden against policies hindering U.S. oil and gas production. The White House Tuesday says starting up the XL pipeline again would have no impact. Mr. Crabtree on Fox News disagrees.
I don't care if we got 9,000 leases available. I don't care if we got 90,000 available. No company is going to develop a new lease because they won't let us build the pipelines to move it once we do find it. Biden's using this policy of any way but an American way. We're in for some deep trouble.
Some 44 million South Koreans head to the polls today to elect the country's next president. Polls revealed voters are looking for a leader who can root out corruption, heal the divided nation, and polarize politics, and kickstart negotiations to curb North Korea's nuclear threat. Essentially, the race is between liberal Lee Jae-myung and conservative Yoon Suk-yeol. USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rich Rosario. We could all use a getaway this spring break, and Kalahari Resorts, home to America's largest indoor water parks, provides an escape the whole family will love. From the giant wave pool to the thrilling slides, Kalahari's indoor water parks will provide an always 84 degrees and sunny spring break getaway. With locations in Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas, your family's ideal getaway is just a short road trip away. Make your reservation today at KalahariResorts.com.
A former leader of the Proud Boys is in custody for his role on January 6th. John Hunt reports.
Henry Enrique Tarrio, the former leader of the Proud Boys, a far-right extremist group, was arrested in connection to his organization's role in planning the January 6th attack. While Tarrio is not accused of physically taking part in the breach of the Capitol, the indictment alleges that he led the advance planning and remained in contact with other members of the Proud Boys during the breach. The indictment from the State Department alleges that Tarrio continued to direct and encourage the Proud Boys prior to and during the events of January 6th, and that he claimed credit for what happened on social media.
Scientists say they have found the well-preserved sunken wreckage of Endurance more than a century after it was lost to the Antarctic ice. The Falklands Maritime Heritage Trust says the wreck has been filmed but would not be touched. The vessel sits in 10,000 feet of ocean in the Weddell Sea. The 1915 loss was captained by Frank Worsley. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Hard-hitting talk on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, we're running off the cliff in America, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden leading the nation like lemmings off of a cliff. I'm telling you right now, this is crazy, man. Forbes even asking, is the U.S. descending into a recession? Gas prices are now at the highest cost in U.S. history. Average $4.17 a gallon in California, over $5 a gallon, ladies and gentlemen. Oil prices now jump, so it's going to get much worse as Biden announces full ban on energy imports from Russia. The U.S. trade deficit continues to widen $89 billion in January, up $7+ billion from December, getting worse by the second. Biden claims that it's not true that he's holding back U.S. energy, but everything points to that reality check, despite his denials. Sometimes they say nothing is official until it's been denied, ladies and gentlemen. Now they're claiming urgent action on climate change needed to secure a livable future. They say the United Nations, listen to this, they say the United Nations has an assessment. It's been produced by, they say, 270 scientists from 67 countries, and they say it details how global warming is already wreaking havoc around the world. NBCNews.com. The fear-mongering is beyond imagination, Larry.
Well, Sam, one of the things that one can find if you poke around a little bit in the history of the world is that in the 13th century, there was a period of global warming. farming was actually carried out in the interior of Greenland. Now, at the present, the temperature on the coast in Greenland in the summer, quote unquote, the average high is about 55 degrees. Not a whole lot of farming going on under those conditions. And yet they were actually growing all kinds of things, even in the interior of Greenland back in the 1200s. In the same period in England, they were growing wine grapes, which require rather more of a warm climate than what most of England has at the moment. Global warming, we're told, is this big major catastrophe, but history tells us, take a deep breath.
That's the key, ladies and gentlemen. Take a deep breath. Understand that, do we trust in the arm of flesh? Do we trust in governments to tell us what's going on? Or do we trust in God? And yes, you know what? You can even say there might be a climate change circumstance. But the question is, you got to ask the origins of it. Is it the fact that Larry's on the planet and that he wants to live a nice life with his wife and children? Is it the fact that I'm on the planet and I breathe? Okay, that's where the lies begin. Now, I believe that climate change is happening. Every day it warms up and every night it cools down. And every year it becomes winter, spring, summer, and fall. Just ask James Taylor if you don't believe me. And so no doubt there are cyclical realities that happen, including warming periods and cooling periods on the Earth that span numbers of years, etc. But you know what? In addition to all that, God punishes us with weather when we don't obey to stir us up in remembrance of our God and his commandments to us, Larry. They're leaving out some fundamentals in an effort to use this as a wedge to drive between the people and turn us against each other, using the Hegelian dialectic of climate change, global warming, global cooling, whatever, all to then say the only answer is government, more government controls. But I submit to you, in the Great Reset, that's what they're going to use next. They've already used COVID for 2 years successfully. They've already used destruction of different industries, the mortgage industry, etc. They shut down the small businesses. Most small businesses were struggling, and many of them failed. Now they're going to say, all right, look, climate change is the issue. We're going to have to put lockdowns on you. You're not going to be able to use gas. So this preventing of U.S. energy and then preventing of imports dovetails nicely with their climate change agenda, Larry.
I think that's right. The key, and you've used the word already, is they try to engender fear, be it because of an annual flu that we've given a name to this time called COVID, or whether it's a climate change where we have warming during the summer, and we have some summers are warmer than others, some winters are colder than others. That sort of thing happens and has been happening as long as we have any records. The fact is, these changes on occasion could be catastrophic. Other times, they're beneficial. Tell the folks in Greenland that it was a tragedy that they were able to grow real things all throughout the country, whereas now, they're doing well to grow a cabbage on the coast. So it's they can engender fear if we're ignorant of our history, of what all the relevant facts might be, and they can just keep whipping that and whipping that. And finally, a number of people who normally are pretty level-headed can go off the deep end. And that's what they're hoping to do with this fear that they've engendered about climate change or any number of other things that they can use to whip us up. And I think we ought to just tell the folks that are propagating this through a compliant media, well, that's your opinion. Thank you very much. And I think I'll go on and live my life without being too concerned about what seems to be giving you the willies, because I'm not susceptible to fear the way you are. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. May have given it to you, but didn't give it to me. And so I'm not going to listen to that.
Well, now here's the interesting thing. The next headline that I see says this: climate change, fear-mongering has turned totally unhinged. There's an article about it. It's totally unhinged.
Yes, it is.
And to the point where I hope Americans can see through it, but every time I think they've gone so far that it will be evident to everybody, everybody just doubles down in stupidity on this thing. They don't, they don't wake up and go, wait a minute, you've gone way too far. They simply buy it, hook, line, and sinker, and that's my biggest fear, Larry.
Well, hopefully folks are going to be seeing that the dreadful predictions that they've been making haven't come true. We still have 24 hours in a day. We still have four seasons in the year. We still have floods. We still have drought. But we still have a lot of successful agriculture going on all the time. And if these folks want to have a nervous breakdown, well, bless their heart. We'll try to present them with reason that might correct their breakdown. But if they really insist on being unhinged, excuse me, but I'm not going to listen to you anymore. You've got a problem. It doesn't mean I have a problem.
They're literally comparing climate change now, the urgency, to 9/11, ladies and gentlemen. They basically say the Earth will become uninhabitable. Okay? They say it'll be a reenactment of a Mad Max movie. It'll be so bad, Larry. They literally double down and say, hey, this climate change is so bad that, you know what? I mean, the climate could reach 250 degrees and rain sulfuric acid. This is literally how bad they're saying it's going to get, Larry. Are you there, Larry? All right, we'll get Larry back. But it's gotten so bad, ladies and gentlemen. They say that it's going to, like, rain sulfuric acid, that it's going to get, like, 250 degrees. I mean, it's so unhinged now, the claims of some of these extremists. Even scientists are starting to go, whoa, hold on. Wait a minute. The more, I mean, the more they say that the end is nigh, that it's this going to be this crazy and intense and, you know what? When the terrifying predictions don't pan out, they lose credibility big time. These scaredness tactics don't persuade skeptics like us. All they do is make us think they're more psychotic. But if you honestly believe that climate change will end all life on Earth, folks, then it won't. The problem is, what policies will they enact? Right? They say whoever rejects climate change must be silenced by the state. It's remarkable, ladies and gentlemen, how many people really believe this is kind of like it's like the war on terror. If you don't believe in climate change, you're a terrorist. We'll talk about it more in seconds.
That I would have a huge slumber party with all the girls there.
Play with me more often. My mom's so busy with the board meeting.
To spend more time together as a family.
Do more out-of-the-house activities.
This is a tough one.
My parents, they do everything they love me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a roof over my head.
They don't need to show it to me, though. I just know they love me.
Well, not yelling at me very much.
Raise my allowance.
To not argue together.
Have my dad be home more for dinner and stuff so that it could be even closer.
Family, isn't it about time?
Buy me an ice cream and kiss me to love me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, what's the next question?
This is a battle.
a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Larry Pratt, Sam Bushman talking about the whacked out, literally unhinged reality. They say urgent action on climate change was required for us to have a livable future. The United Nations, literally in bed with 270 scientists from 66 countries. They say, you know what? Global warming is already wreaking havoc around the world. You can deny all you want, but man, climate change fear-mongering, folks, has become completely unhinged. It is out of control, Larry Pratt. And the problem is, even the scientists that used to back global warming and climate change and everything else now are going, hold on a minute. You act like it's going to be 250 degrees tomorrow and rain sulfuric acid. It's just too far. I can't go there. Scientists are even documenting and backing away from this big time right now because they're so extreme. They want their policies so bad. They're so desperate that anybody who doesn't believe in their climate change lie is being literally called a terrorist and threatening. They're threatening legislation to say, hey, you need to be thrown in the clink for your denials on climate change. They're going that far, Larry.
They tell us that we just got to follow the science. Well, if we follow the science, then we would follow the facts, a few of which we've discussed just now, that the Earth warms and the Earth cools, and pretty much the Earth has been the same. But every time the temperature goes up 10 degrees in the summer, that's global warming. They've got to assume that we're really stupid, and I don't think most people are anywhere near that stupid.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it is just hard to even fathom how far they've taken this, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to put this reality to the test for a second, because they claim global warming right now, right when spring has sprung. I know you say, well, Sam, wait a minute, it's snowing over here. I know, but you've got the last grasp, if you will, of old man winter or whatever. Spring is springing, or has sprung pretty soon, or will. And right when the warming occurs, they say, oh, global warming's happening. They didn't tell you that when the winter started, or else you would have laughed at them, right? So they're timing this importantly at the right time. Okay, the fear-mongering's out of control. But they're also manipulating energy. So Joe Biden literally shutting down energy production in America, literally preventing us from using our energy capabilities to export, then blocking imports from Russia. Well, the truckers are sick of it over vaccines and everything else, all these mandates. So the truckers are circling Washington, D.C. Well, now I submit to you, with the gas price increase and the shutdown of oil imports from Russia, literally while the truckers are trying to put Washington, D.C. under siege, if you will, and I mean that virtually, not forcefully by war, but I mean by a free, peaceful assembly so far, Biden is now waging a war on truckers, and everyone will pay the price. You might not be a trucker, so you might pay the price downstream with increased costs of goods and services or products not on the shelves, or you can't get a ride from Uber, because remember, the Uber folks have to pay for their own gas, right? The Uber drivers and everything else. This is going to affect the frontline people like the truckers more than anybody else. Do you find the timing interesting, to say the least, Larry?
Well, it's very interesting, and I think you've put your finger on it, that the folks that are trying to buffaloes to stampeders are very opportunistic. And that's been one of the things they've done, like playing an instrument. They've been playing on emotions, and they've been getting some good results. It works enough that they keep trying it. And if it doesn't work, they'll find another way to try to stampede us. But that's the name of their game. They don't want us to think. They want us to just rush off headlong without thinking. And hopefully most Americans are going to say, well, now, wait a minute. We've still got tomorrow and next week and next month. Let's take a look at this and look into it a little bit deeper.
Anyway, I look at that and I go, I believe that Joe Biden and the administration is literally trying to fire back at truckers. Because, again, the truckers, if you're not very careful, if gas prices go up so much, they might find themselves not even able to take their trucks away from D.C. I mean, I know that sounds extreme, but ladies and gentlemen, you got to look at this and go, wow. I mean, you're talking about the war on truckers. Everyone's going to pay the price. What happens when a trucker says, I can't run that delivery now? It's too expensive for me. I can't get it done. I won't do it. Then what's going to happen? Okay, Joe Biden's playing with fire here on so many fronts. It is shocking. Everything to me points to an intentional disruption of everything we hold dear. The goal to remake us, as far as I can tell, to remake us into what, a reset, a global governance of some kind? It's hard to even know where to go with this, Larry.
Well, they have talked about a reset. They for a long time, have talked about how we're abusing the planet and how only they have the special knowledge that will have any chance of saving us from ourselves. And I think we ought to look at them and chuckle and say, well, you're kind of cute when you talk like that, but I got work to do. I'll see you later.
All I can tell you is I look at this and I'm just shocked at how many fronts we are opening up a can of worms on, whether it be the Ukraine-Russian war, why we're in the middle of it, why we think we have a dog in that fight, I don't know. Why we're literally committing war crimes by sanctioning and doing some of these things is beyond me. But now the energy shutdown of production in America, the trade deficits, the economic woes, the climate change discussions, the vaccination passports they're still pushing. I mean, everything points to, if they're not very careful, they're going to just shut down the economy in every way. Larry, you won't have an economy anymore. Then what do they do? Another stimulus? Then what do they do? Fund businesses? The government doesn't have any money. They're $30 trillion in debt and struggling with the debt ceiling raise right now. Everything being done, the only evidence I really have that it's intentional is that you couldn't put all things in place to make this happen by mistake. It's not possible to open the can on all these fronts at the same time if it was just ignorance. It wouldn't be possible to have such a coordinated assault on everything. Larry?
Well, and I think that is an especially credible point of view when we look at some of the things that they've been talking about and how they have such an intense dislike of this terrible, rotten country with its history of slavery and continuing oppression, and they just can't find enough ways to say bad things about America, some of which are somewhat true, but many things are just simply not believable, because America is capable of change, has shown that it's capable of change, and it's underway right now. You talk about climate denial, and these are people that talk about change denial. Oh, America will never change. It just has to be destroyed. Well, you're kind of cute when you talk like that, but I'm not going to listen to it because it's silly.
It's beyond silly, ladies and gentlemen. It's bordering on criminal with all these actions taken.
Yes.
Let me give you an example to make the point. The Biden administration literally funneled a whopping $1 billion to mainstream media news networks, ladies and gentlemen, to what? Promote vaccine propaganda to millions of Americans. Believe it or not, court documents now reveal. In response to a, quote, FOIA request, Biden's HHS revealed that it purchased advertising from major news networks, including ABC, CBS, NBC, as well as cable TV news outlets such as Newsmax and Fox. So literally now you find out that they got paid $1 billion to back vaccinations and not tell the Americans the truth, not do the who, what, when, where, why analysis that the newsmakers are supposed to be independent regarding and known for. They were literally paid big money, Larry, to double down and carry the vaccine ball. That, along with forced vaccinations, is war crimes at the highest level beyond the Nuremberg Code, Larry.
Well, they should keep Nuremberg in mind because that's how Nuremberg came about, when there were all kinds of atrocities being committed upon not just Jews, but gypsies, political opponents, mentally incompetent people. Lots of people were getting devastated by the Nazis, and this is something that can occur a lot more readily if there's a stampede underway. People get killed when there's a stampede in a place like a theater, when 200 people are trying to get through one door that permits one person, maybe two if they go sideways and cooperate rationally and they're not out of their mind with fear. But the analogy, I think, applies that we're being stampeded into policies that people would simply turn away from and reject and even laugh if somebody continues to say, no, this is true. We're really terrible. We're really at the end of a civilization. We need to be punished. People just roll their eyes if it's put that way. And if they listen to what's really being said, that's what's being said. And so I think we should, as we say down here in the South, well, y'all have a good day. Bless your heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a shame on what's going on. And what I find interesting is, I don't really see, Larry, the average American incensed enough. I don't see the average American even really seeming to be worried about this. Americans are just going, oh, well, you know, Joe's goofy. I don't believe Joe, or, oh, man, Joe's as crazy as he's always been. But I don't see any righteous indignation. I don't see anybody doing anything really to change this game. We're just kind of like, ho-hum, aren't we, Larry?
And so far, I believe that's more true than not. But as this continues, I think it's going to get more and more difficult. More and more people are going to have fewer hours or no hours. And they're going to have fewer things they can find in the stores. I think we've probably all been to stores at least from time to time when one shelf or another is just completely empty. It was only one product for maybe a few days. But what would happen if that were the case day after day, product after product? Then we would all know we're in a heap of trouble. And if we don't, through our elections, pull back on what Sleepy Joe is doing and the crew around him are doing, then I think we're going to increasingly face the likelihood of this kind of a
flat out of time. Thanks so much, Larry. God save the Republic.